brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a big broadcast lined up for you today, the 20th of March, 2007. It was the 20th of March, 2006, that Charlie Sheen came on this radio show. And, folks, if it would have been some other celebrity talking about how they like to play bridge or how they like to jump around on pogo sticks, it wouldn't have been newsworthy. Who cares? But he came on air and laid out serious questions about the official 9/11 story, and then his actions clearly precipitated a chain reaction that I want to go over later in this hour. Also, we had Mark Kornke on for 2 hours yesterday. He's been in prison for 7 years on false charges. I really never have a guest 2 days in a row, but I'm going to have Mark Kornke back on in the third hour today just to take calls, because I know the phones were loaded the whole time he was on with us and I only took calls the last 15 minutes. We will take calls the entire time in the third hour. He's going to join us a little bit before the third hour when Mark Kornke joins us, the political prisoner who's now written several books, Behind the Wire, and we'll also pick his brain about more of the issues that we weren't able to cover because we just frankly ran out of time. So that's coming up. I did have another guest set up today, but I canceled them in the third hour, as I did yesterday, because this guy's been waiting 7 years to be able to speak out. And he was one of the really founding catalysts for the explosion, the genesis of the Patriot Movement. Now, again, of course, the Patriot Movement went back to 1776, but he caused a chain reaction with others, just as Charlie Sheen has caused a chain reaction, and we can trace that chain reaction back historically, and it's very, very important to look at it. So that's coming up. I've got a huge stack of very important news here in front of me, obviously, we'll be getting into today. Blair, Iraq withdrawal may spark 9/11 repeat. Iraq withdrawal may spark 9/11 repeat. Oh, we know that you'll cause a 9/11 repeat. Don't worry. Also, U.S. troops in Iraq won out. We'll be getting into that report. Only 10% in U.S. see Iran as an immediate threat. There have been big developments there with the Russians freezing their Bashar nuclear power plant, its construction. They've kicked out the U.N. inspectors again as that continues to heat up. Bush is affirming support for Alberto. The Bush is above the law and tortures good Gonzalez. McCain's now claiming he might be for immigration control. Total lie, because he knows he's a political dead duck with that view. He's still anti-American, ladies and gentlemen. Also, bloody foreigners is now a racist taunt and illegal, they're saying, over in England. This is the attack on free speech. We'll be going over all of it today. And a story I saw in the news yesterday, but that I didn't get to, which is really a very important article. It's the New York Times. In fact, lest I not cover this, stuff that I tend to forget to cover, I like to just get covered at the start of the next show. We'll do that when we get back. The man who may become the richest Rothschild is the headline. Again, the man who may become the richest Rothschild. And it says, like his forebears, he prefers that his influence remain unseen. That is posted, that is written as a headline by the New York Times. Now, I remember 10 years ago, the New York Times would say Rothschild didn't exist. The CFR didn't exist. Remember that? Limbaugh still says it doesn't exist. It's a kook detector. You talk about a Rockefeller, a Rothschild, you talk about the ruling elite, if they don't exist, you're insane. We'll be right back.
It's Seer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, there's a free podcast at the end of each day, 2 o'clock Central. It serves out in the next hour to, what is it, over 30,000 people that have now subscribed for free to the InfoWars podcast of this show. For free, delivered to your MP3 or iPod device. Please tell your friends, your neighbors, your community. A lot of folks can't tune in 11 to 2 to listen to the show. But they can go subscribe for free to the podcast just by clicking subscribe and then have the 3 hours delivered, listen to it how they want, when they want. It's really growing by leaps and bounds. We're adding more servers, more bandwidth to serve it out to you. Also, the show airs 24 hours a day, live 11 to 2, and then out over the internet, it restreams the 3 hours consecutively, 21 hours a day until the live show. So those streams are also there available. And that is just exploding. Let's continue this explosive wave of growth, reaching the people via the internet, just one way folks can listen, by, again, telling everybody you know, telling your email list, your message boards, your MySpace, that you can listen to Alex Jones when you want, how you want, by the podcast subscription or via the 24 hours a day streaming. And believe me, it's extremely expensive to do this, but that's what we work for here. We sell documentary films and books and materials, literally, so I can get more coal to shovel into the steam engine furnace. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, when the money dumps out on the floor in front of me, we shovel it directly into the furnace. Better computers, better cameras, better servers, better IT, more backup, more redundant systems. That's what we're doing here. Hiring more people, growing. And because we're not a conventional operation where the final end game is to accrue wealth so I can wear fancy baubles and strut around in a gilded cage. We are here to fight the New World Order. We are here to bring criminals to justice. We are here to defend the species against the New World Order crime syndicate. That's what we're doing. So remember that when you visit the online Safe, Secure Video and Bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com when you're perusing all the books and videos and materials, T-shirts, bumper stickers, ball caps, pocket constitutions, citizen rule books that we carry. It's all about the InfoWar. It's all about taking control of your life. So please patronize the, which one is the proper word? Patronize, not patronize. Please patronize us. I was up working until 3 in the morning. I've got to control myself. And then I get woken up at 6:30 by my children. And then I never really wake up, and it's when I don't get sleep. And then I start swerving about like a man drunk on the deck of a ship. All right, let me get into the news. The neocon media has responded savagely, viciously, pointedly at Rosie O'Donnell's valiant stand for 9/11 truth, her courageous, dangerous stand. And, of course, I was once a great enemy of Rosie O'Donnell. I still do not like the fact that she's anti-gun and a few other things. But regardless, we know now from sources, and we're trying to get a hold of her, people that are her friends, talk to two people that know her personally, that she is totally aware of 9/11 truth. I talked to one about a month ago, and, oh, yeah, she knows all about it. You know, she doesn't know how to go public. But I didn't want to go on the air with that and say, hey, Rosie O'Donnell knows. I just said, hey, have you noticed she uses any excuse she can to say 9/11's an inside job, 9/11's an inside job. And she goes, that's what John Connor says. You know, she starts shouting, 9/11's an inside job, 9/11's an inside job, imitating John Connor and others as an excuse to go public. Well, we knew at the time that she was doing that because she wanted to go public, but we just said, oh, looks like she wants to go public because we didn't want to speak through the grapevine for her. Now she's gone public, and the neocons are really going after her, but it's a traditional enemy of mainline conservatives, so I really don't blame grassroots conservatives for having that instinctive kind of inbred rivalry with her. But, you know, you've got to get to the point where you can make alliances with people or at least support them when you're in a common fight here. I do not support her on most issues, but you've got to commend the courage. You know, she's silly and she's ignorant, but she's got guts, and guts is enough, as they say. Private Joker is silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. From Full Metal Jacket. Okay, so details of that coming up. Hit pieces in the National Ledger, hit pieces in WorldNet Daily, hit pieces here on our own network by, I guess, the one resident neocon who comes on in the morning. The man who may become the richest Rothschild. Let me get into this, then we'll get into O'Donnell, then we'll get into the really serious Iran news. The man who may become the richest Rothschild. Now, the Rothschilds, conservatively, estimates, this is by major think tanks and major economic publications that are public but kind of proprietary in that they're only in certain circles. But you can, we've actually dug these out at the library and dug these out on online archives, you know, talking about the trillions of Rothschild wealth 50-plus years ago. Well, with inflation, they conservatively have somewhere around $150 trillion in assets. Leveraged, They control roughly half the world's wealth, well over $300 trillion. Now, they engineered the fake fall of the Soviet Empire, which they had financed from the start out of London with Lenin's famous train of gold, and it came out in the records at the time. It was also some Warburg and Bank of England funding, but it was mainly Rothschild money. They controlled the factories. They controlled the transfer of technologies. They controlled the extermination programs in Russia. They financed through the Rockefellers the rise of the communists in China. And then, of course, Rockefeller wrote the piece eulogizing Mao Zedong when he died. And by the way, I don't just have the actual quote of that. I have the actual New York Times article. We went to the microfilm and got it for the film that we are making right now. Very dangerous film, by the way. Most dangerous thing I've ever done. Thought we're in a rush to get this done because this goes right to the heart of the matter and who they are and what their master plan is. But all right, let me just start dwelling on that and kind of get caught in a loop there thinking about it. Let me, like a deer in the headlights, let me go back to this. Remember the oligarchs in Russia when one of them got arrested by Putin, who had a multi-trillion dollar oil company, Yukos. Remember, it was suddenly in the Financial Times of London and several other big papers that, oh, it doesn't matter. Lord Rothschild, the current head of the family in England, the head of the big British dynasty, the most powerful of the five families, which are all interbred, so it doesn't really matter. In fact, why don't you send up, since I'm talking about Rothschilds today, I never got to it, it's probably already been sent up. Do you have, John, that female Rothschild, I forget her first name? Kevin, bring that article in. 2 weeks ago, we sent it up to the network. The Charlie Rose piece, where he's interviewing one of the heads of the French dynasty. Forget her name again for lack of sleep. Kevin will send it to you. I think he sent it to you a few weeks ago. It was Charlie Rose. And he's interviewing, and she goes, oh, there's five families, and of course we're all interbred. And she's French, speaks with perfect English. These people are unbelievable. But to make a long story short, when they arrested the head of Yukos, it turned out that the entire company was owned by one Rothschild, the entire oil system of Russia, the, quote, state-owned refineries, fields, pipelines, trucks, infrastructure that delivered petrochemicals, all of your oil derivatives and gasoline itself from wellhead to market, during the 70 years of communist rule, almost 80 years of communist rule, that was just overnight given to the one oligarch over oil. Well, it was always owned by the Rothschilds. They were just doing a public transfer. And when they arrested that guy, and again, I'm going over all this because I want Paul Watson to take this New York Times article, to go over all the points I'm making, ferret out his own points, go pull up the old articles and kind of codify all this and document it in. This is very important because they've really revealed themselves in this New York Times story I'm about to cover. And that's just one window into how they literally own everything. I mean, you'll find out that almost every major airline has a Rothschild on its board or a Rothschild bank representative on its board. You'll find out every major mine or mining consortium. You'll find out every major telecommunications and television network of the Big Five and every major newspaper chain is controlled by Rothschilds or one of their operatives like the Rockefellers, who are junior. They've got about 10% of the wealth that the Rothschilds have. Then there's the Lees in China. There's a couple, about four families in Japan that have incredible wealth. Hirohito, of course, one of them. Still sneaking around last time I checked. We'll be right back, and I'll actually get into this New York Times article. The man who may become the richest Rothschild. Like his forebears, he prefers that his influence remain unseen. He's got blue eyes and red hair. Nice Jewish fellow. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We're trying to find that clip of the head of the French Rothschilds. We didn't find her name. It was Baroness Philippine de Rothschild, owner of Chateau Mont Rothschild. She talks about the inbreeding and Waterloo inside bank info. And, yeah, I know that Rob, he's not at the office today because he worked till about 2 in the morning last night. I know it's in his computer because I had him capture it. It was an incredible high quality on Charlie Rowe's website. But I guess we didn't send it up to the network. We're not able to find it right now on the web. But it we'll get it soon. Rob's scheduled to get in here in about... the next 30 minutes, so we'll be able to find it then. But this got picked up by a bunch of newspapers. They even have a map of the family. It says the man who may become the richest Rothschild, and this is out of the New York Times. Now remember, I would tune in to Rush Limbaugh 15, 16 years ago, and I would hear somebody calling about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and he would say, you're nuts, none of that even exists, it's a kook detector, what do you believe in, you know, mother wheels like Calypso Louis, the original name of Louis Farrakhan. He would just mix all that stuff in together. And a few days ago, somebody called in about 9/11 and controlled demolitions. And, you know, Limbaugh said, we just don't have kookdom, kookery here on the show. We just don't allow it. Yes, if you don't agree with the government 110%, and if you admit there's a ruling class. I mean, of course, humans always knew there was a ruling class, even going back to small tribes. You knew the chief was the boss. No, there's no ruling class. The elite are people that drive Cadillacs and live in million-dollar houses. No, they're lower middle class. Real elite, you don't know their names most of the time. They own the printing presses that issue the money. See, the Rothschilds own the world's central banks, so they're able to use that wealth they create, the symbols of exchange, to literally control and consolidate the world. They engineered depressions, wars. The Rothschilds have bragged back when they were more public 100, 200 years ago, going back to Waterloo 200 and, 10 years ago or so, that they would finance all sides, not just both sides. Sometimes there would be three sides fighting, and they would just finance everybody that they'd always win. Living the Rothschild tradition, a name he inherited, but wealth he earned. Oh. Now, this is what's bizarre here. We printed this off the New York Times yesterday, and the headline was, The Man Who May Become the Richest Rothschild. That's an article in and of itself. That yesterday, on the New York Times website, it said, The Man Who May Become the Richest Rothschild. And we have printouts that say New York Times with it saying that. Guess what it said 10 minutes ago when I was online, they were pulling it up to post it, and I noticed, well, that's a wrong headline. Then I read it was the same article. I guess the Rothschilds didn't like the headline, so it's been changed now to that he earned it. I guess one of the propagandists, the New York Times, said, saying he's rich will get them greedy. Say he earned it. Living the Rothschild tradition, a name he inherited, but wealth he earned. Oh, so there's wheels within wheels now as articles are changed. Happy or unhappy, each family generation often resembles another, and this is especially true when it comes to the Rothschilds, and it shows his great-grandfather who he looks like and his great-great-great-grandfather he looks identical to from photographs and carvings. More than 200 years after Mayer Amschel Rothschild founded the family dynasty that offered discreet counsel and investment wisdom to kings, queens, emperors, and industrial titans, his 35-year-old direct descendant, Nathaniel, has emerged as a kingmaker in his own right and an investor who some say may become the richest Rothschild of them all. And then it tells you about some pocket change he had in the corner of his pocket, and then you marvel at the wealth. Ooh, Bill Gates, $50 billion. Oh, they had trillions in the 40s. In five short years, the man in line to be the fifth Baron Rothschild, as they have royalty. And again, you ever talk about a Rothschild bad, they say you're anti-Semitic. I wouldn't care if he was black, white, purple, polka-dotted. They do claim that he does claim they're Jewish, though they're married into British royalty. He's got red hair and blue eyes, and every Rothschild I've ever seen has got blue or green eyes and Nordic features. So, all right, then. When we get back, we'll go over this in more detail. Lord Rothschild. That's why I joke around with people who, you know, want power. I always call them Lord this, Lord that. Lord Rothschild. Lord.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer.
All right, we're back live. Continuing with Baron Rothschild and Lord Rothschild, and who are lords that don't exist, Rush Limbaugh says in the New York Times. In 5 short years, the man behind the line to be the 5th Baron Rothschild, and that's what the British line, is close to becoming a billionaire. Oh, he's close. I mean, this is just total disinfo. Through a web of private equity investments in the Ukraine, Eastern Europe, and most significant, his partnership stake in Atticus Capital, the fast-growing $14 billion hedge fund. The ascent of Mr. Rothschild is an avid illustration of how the still
glittering, if somewhat faded prestige of wealth of Europe's most storied banking family has been reinvigorated from bold bets in this era's new money investment vehicle. And they have all these shows produced by BBC and Prince Philip's second son, I always forget his name. He owns the biggest tabloid company in England for television programs, and then they produce shows about the family, you know, Inside, Windsor Palace, and the rest of it. And it's always about how, oh, Prince Charles, his brother, paints his own paintings for his own money. I mean, this is a joke. These people have palaces the sizes of Dallas, Texas. Literally, they have these palaces. Did you know that? Like half of England's off limits to the public is palaces. But Charles makes his money off his paintings. And notice the New York Times changed the headline to, where is it? Living the Rothschild tradition in name inherited but wealth earned. They've now changed the headline because the man who may become the richest Rothschild was too strong. It goes on, Mr. Rothschild is a principal advisor to Oleg Drespanska, one of the richest oligarchs in Russia. He's a chief advisor. But, of course, if Oleg gets arrested, we'll find out, just like his cousin, Lord Rothschild, running England, that Lord Rothschild will, of course, find out that he really owns it. Mr. Rothschild is a principal advisor in Oleg Drespanska's, I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right, one of the richest oligarchs in Russia, and the owner of the aluminum giant Russell, which, again, the Rockefellers own the other big aluminum plants, which recently merged with two other companies to create the world's largest aluminum company. Mr. Rothschild received no public credit despite having played a crucial role in getting the deal done. Well, no doubt we know that all the natural resources of Russia were owned by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers being junior. I mean, I've got New York Times articles from the 50s about the Rockefellers owning the aluminum plants in Russia. And like a true Rothschild, he has a taste for the good life. As an avid skier, his principal residence is in Klosters, Switzerland, and he uses his Gulfstream jet to shuttle among his other homes in Paris, Moscow, London, New York, and Greece. But he doesn't have any money. He earned it all. But he is also a man of contradictions. He dates supermodels and actresses, sits on the advisory board of the Brookings Institution, that is one of the major policy boards that runs this nation, a research organization in Washington, and serves his guests the best wines from the stolen Rothschild vineyards, I would add, which he himself will not drink. He professes to have a penchant for privacy and would not be interviewed for this article, yet he allowed his lushly renovated townhouse in Greenwich Village to be featured in Men's Vogue magazine. Despite his reputation as the most gracious of men and the increasingly public nature of his life and career, he comes across as pinched, reticent man in a few public photographs of him, as if he was shying away from his renown. The burden of being a Rothschild can be a heavy one. In 1996, one of Mr. Rothschild's cousins, Amschel, having been asked to fill a leadership position in the family bank in London, hanged himself in a hotel bathroom at the age of 41. That was a hit, 110%. We've covered that in great detail. It's like royalty. They like to kill each other. Just like David had a hand in Nelson's death. That even came out in a few papers, but was quietly shut down. Quickly shut down. 4 years later, Raphael de Rothschild, also a cousin, died on the sidewalk in Manhattan at the age of 23 from a heroin overdose. In the early 1990s, some thought that Mr. Rothschild might also buckle under the weight of his family name. He appeared to be an aimless society playboy with a taste for slacking, unchallenged lifestyle so often embraced by sons and daughters of Europe's richest families. This is the story of Prince Hal turning into Henry IV. said Charles G. Phillips, who supervised Mr. Rothschild during his time at the investment firm Gletcher & Company. He is one of the few sons of great men who has enhanced the family stature and created his own wealth. The family legacy was daunting at first for Mr. Rothschild, whose ancestor, Nathan Mayer Rothschild, helped finance Britain's victory at Waterloo, and whose father, Jacob, split from the family bank in 1980 to begin his own successful career as an investor. So much that until he started work at 25-year-old investment analyst at Gletcher 95, Mr. Rothschild avoided it altogether. And then it just goes on and on. Look at this. Listen to this piece of propaganda right here. Where's the part about Waterloo? Here it is. The family legacy was daunting at first for Mr. Rothschild, whose ancestor Nathan Mayer Rothschild helped finance Britain's victory at Waterloo, and whose father Jacob split from the bank in 1980 to begin his own successful career as an investor. We've got like a 20-minute clip ready. We can't air it all. We'll get it posted up on JonesReport.com today. We just are so busy we forgot to do it 2 weeks ago when this interview surfaced on Charlie Rose program on, on PBS. But this is the Baroness Rothschild, head of the French family right now. And I've seen a few interviews with the Rothschild. She seems pretty outgoing compared to most of them. The reason I raise that point is she admits that they orchestrated the stock crash. And that's the amazing thing about this, is it's in the mainstream history books that you have the Battle of Waterloo, and the French Rothschilds were financing Napoleon, and the British Rothschilds, and they all had the same holdings, were financing the British crown, and he had fast corvettes, several of them waiting, and he had fast relay riders who sprinted as soon as the British won the battle. As soon as Lord Wellington won the battle against the Napoleonic forces, and it was the final crushing defeat, the outnumbered British and Dutch trounced Napoleon's forces. They sprinted back on the racehorses. Kind of like a Pony Express, relayed, got to the fast corvette. He actually had several ships, got the news. Three Rothschild ships raced to the fastest manufactured. One was, a cutter, two corvettes. They race across the channel. Riders are just waiting on these stallions to rush in to the London Exchange and began screaming, "Napoleon has won! Napoleon has won!" Reading a proclamation. It was already written up, ready, about a total defeat of Lord Wellington, who'd never been defeated, by the way, since his days in India and then all over the world. And, it was just total panic. The market went down 99%. And Lord Mayor Rothschild stepped forward, bought the entire market, the Bank of England bankrupt, and he became the richest man in the world at the penultimate power point. The British Empire was the most powerful it has ever been in 1800. And that was, at the just absolute pinnacle of power. They stepped into the full British Empire, full owner. And the kings had already been weakened enough where they couldn't just grab him and kill him and take the money back. It was over. And they became the owners of the British Empire. And then, of course, the British then set up the terms with France and the Austrian Empire. Kevin just ran in here and said that they use carrier pigeons. Kevin, come in here. He's someone, he knows a little bit of history, pretty smart. Kevin, my understanding is they used horses and then ships. He just hung on the broadcast window. Carrier pigeons. Pull the history then. Pull me three histories later. We'll try to mention all three. But the point is, the Rothschilds, this later came out, they bragged about it. So this is the type of stuff they do. But by the time it hits the New York Times, who wouldn't even talk about Rothschilds 10 years ago, it's, oh, save the British, oh, defeated the... I mean, this is treachery upon treachery. And now we've got a... And they finance all the big eugenics operations. They financed Hitler. And then, strangely enough, Baroness Rothschild says her mother was grabbed and sent to a camp during the implosion when the Nazis were pulling out, that she got grabbed off the street, which could indeed have happened because they were just grabbing people randomly and got killed by the Nazis. But, of course, Hitler himself, his grandfather, was the head Austrian Rothschild. This is mainstream news. His father was the bastard son of a Rothschild. And then, of course, there's a connection to Rothschilds there, and there was another connection, through his mother, who was the daughter of one of the serving girls who admittedly had been impregnated by Rothschild. I got that backwards. But there's even a connection to his father. They also have secret breeding lines. I forgot about that. Folks, you couldn't make stuff up this weird. Let's go ahead and play Baroness Philippine de Rothschild, owner of the Chateau Mont Rothschild. And then she gives the same propaganda about how she makes her money off wine. Yeah, and cluster bombs. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Baroness Philippine de Rothschild is here with me. She runs the Mouton Rothschild Chateau. It is a legendary vineyard, but this empire is about more than wine. It is about art, great art. The vineyard has commissioned a leading artist to design a new label every year since 1945. Designs have been painted by Picasso and Chagall, Bacon and Warhol, Dali and Mata. This year, the artist is His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, an old family friend. The Baroness is here in New York for a special exhibition of the art from the Mouton Rothschild labels. It is being held at Sotheby's. The auction house is also hosting a special auction linked to this exhibit. She will be selling wines from her private cellars. She's been running the chateau since 1988. She inherited it from her father, who inherited it from his father, all the way back to 1853. Her sons are expected to take over after she retires. One will handle the business side and one will handle the art. I am pleased to have her here at this table for the first time. Welcome.
Thank you.
I got that about right, did I not?
You got it very right. Even, I would say, accurate.
Well, that's good. Take me back to, just to understand the family, take me back to Nathaniel Rothschild.
Yes. Again, you're being very accurate. Nathaniel Rothschild, 1853, English branch of the family,
right.
Son of Nathan, the famous Nathan,
right.
Who was Waterloo and all this.
Exactly. You know.
Mm-hmm. And Nathaniel bought Mouton, had married, by the way. So I always say, you know, the family is the five arrows, which are the five sons of Amschel, who left Frankfurt. I mean, one stayed in Frankfurt. They all went around Europe and created those extraordinary banks. And I always say that descends from two arrows, because Nathaniel Rothschild, English, married Charlotte, French Rothschild,
yeah.
Daughter of James, French James. So, I descend from them both. And you know, there was a lot of intermarrying in the family at the time. And so Nathaniel married Charlotte and bought Mouton in 1853, more or less for a mixture of his health, and he never set foot in Mouton, and also to have his own wine, at his own table. So Mouton really became his property on that year, which means that we had a great affair to celebrate the 150th anniversary in 2003 of Nathaniel. Then it came down directly at the fifth generation, which is me, a first woman owner. The others were men, you know.
Yes. But who was your grandfather?
Father Philippe, my grandfather Henry, my great-grandfather James, but not the great French James, another James, and my great-great-grandfather Nathaniel. It's very close, it's very near.
Your father was the famous Baron.
Oh, yes, of course. My father, Philippe.
Yes.
Absolutely, my, that's where my name, Philippe. Yeah.
But he's enormously famous because...
Of course.
He also, during the war, went with de Gaulle.
Of course, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. Yes.
Your mother,
my mother,
during the war, died in
concentration camp.
Concentration camp.
Yes, of course.
And
yes,
how did you escape?
Havensbrück. Oh, that's a story. We'll be there tomorrow morning.
No. Tell me. Just.
No, because it's a very extraordinary story. But let's say, to make a very long story short, that I probably owe my life, and that, you know, gives you something very special in life. I owe my life to an unknown German who had a girl of that age, of my age, that is 10, in Germany, and who left me and didn't take me on with my mother. So that is said very quickly. This is, in a way, the story.
And you spent the war where?
No, my mother was arrested on 22nd of June, 44, which was really the end of the war. So we had, my mother and I, when my father left for to reach the goal, to find the goal through Spain, etc., and up to England, my mother and I came up to live in Paris, which was very imprudent in a way. But my mother thought she was, you know, safe.
All right, let's stop right there. Very, very suspicious. Do you notice that? And clearly they were involved with the Vichy, not her specifically, but I've read about them always trying to play all sides. And we know the Rothschilds, some of the branches, the German Rothschilds were involved, again, financing Hitler, the British Rothschilds as well. You don't get your family out, you leave them in Vichy, France for 4 years, and then your mother gets grabbed at the end when they're pulling out of France. Clearly working with them. There's no doubt about that. Would you leave your family when you had a chance to get out before inside Nazi-controlled France? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Yeah, I don't, I didn't mean to spend all this time on the Rothschilds. And once you start talking about history, it just branches out into so many things. Kevin was just pulling up news stories where they even used carrier pigeons on top of it. Yeah, I mean, he had multiple ships. Horses, pigeons, just trying to get that message there first, which he did. In fact, it was several hours until the news actually arrived that Wellington had won, and then by then, people didn't believe it. But 200 and something years later, Oh, the Rothschilds had helped England so much. Yeah, in one fell swoop, took over the entire empire. Other news, it is the anniversary of Charlie Sheen's 9/11 trailblazing legacy. Chain Reaction raises profile of Truth Movement. After we take some calls in the first 30 minutes of the next hour, I'm going to get into that report. Some of the other news I'm going to get to in between your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers are always welcome, but whoever wants to call can call. Iraq withdrawal may spark a new 9/11, Bush says. U.S. troops in Iraq want out. Only 10% of U.S. see Iran as an immediate threat. Bush affirms support for Gonzalez. I also want to play this Glenn Beck clip where he's demonizing Rosie O'Donnell for questioning the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed story. Why don't you go after Matt Lauer? Why don't you go after 90-plus percent of the American people now in polls saying they don't believe it? I mean, it's admitted to be fake. He didn't bomb the World Trade Center. He wasn't involved in 93. He wasn't involved in a planned attack that the government put out to attack something on the West Coast in 2006. That's admitted to be fake. They had his children. The government admits they threatened to torture him. How do you... But they like to attack O'Donnell because of all of her baggage. So we'll go over that, too. Also, big news on Iran. In fact, we'll cover that first when we start the next hour, and then I'll go to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Before we end this hour, I do want to encourage all of you to visit the Safe, Secure Online Video and Bookstore shopping cart and peruse over 100 items we have. I mean, we've got it all, folks, from high-quality shortwave radios at discounted prices, so you can listen to the show wherever you want. And not be connected to computers or AM and FM stations or satellite and tune into the whole world to my film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, the best film I've made to date. It's an incredible video. You need to get it. To America, Freedom to Fascism, The Loose Change, Second Edition. To four new films that I'm carrying, Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, Who's Getting Killed and Who's Making a Killing, by Robert Greenwald, the guy that made Out Fox. Folks, this is an incredible film you need to have. It's just, again, this stuff won't be known, won't be understood unless you have it. And these filmmakers deserve to be seen and supported because you're not just supporting us when you get it. You support them as well. 9/11, Press for Truth. The Jersey Girls tell their stories of how the government lied and is involved. Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11, Guerrilla News Network, excellent film. American Blackout, getting into, this is a Guerrilla News Network film about disenfranchisement of black voters, but it goes into a lot of other key subjects, though, but this is a really important film. And you know, these three videos, I want to say they're hardcore, but not as hardcore as mine, but these are good for folks to give them a different perspective, and they're very well produced. So you can get big discounts when you get all four of them together at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, you can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, and see all my films and much more now. Check it out, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.